All right, guys, come on in. We got Juan. Juan's here today, and it's crazy too. His name is Juan, right?
Yeah.
All right, so it's crazy because Juan's been on our show. You can use that mic right over there, Juan. You both can share that one right there. Yep. It's crazy because Juan's been on our show, what, maybe 3 or 4 times?
Yeah, he's been here. Right.
Yeah.
A few times.
Just get the mic and pick it up, and you know how to work that thing.
Yeah. Go ahead, Juan. Well,
my name is Juan Sanchez, and I'm here with my friend. Can introduce yourself.
I'm Olo Furlong, and we're in the Hudson Skateboarding Club.
Well, y'all getting right to
it. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
A little bit about the Hudson Skateboard Club for people that might not know about
it. Okay, so for people that might not know, the Hudson Skateboard Club is something that we started with my dad and our friend Paul Dowd, who's a Hudson local. And we pretty much started it because we want to build a new skate park in the city.
Because
the one we have right now is not that good at all because there's so many problems with it, and yeah, we'll get into that later, but like for right now, that's who we are and that's what we're here to talk about.
The skateboard park that you have is at Oakdale, right? That is relatively new, right? I don't know how many years, but that is the newest one that we have, right?
Yeah, it's pretty new, maybe like 6 years old.
Years?
Yeah.
So is it because of a normal skateboard park gives you 5 years or less, or was something wrong with it in the beginning for it to not to have longevity? I mean, we have basketball courts that last, what, 30, 40 years? They never changed them.
Yeah, those courts are good, but the skate park is, I'm not sure of the name. I think it's, like, asphalt, right?
Yeah, it's asphalt. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's made out of asphalt, like, the surface. So over time, that starts to, like, crack and become bumpy.
Okay.
And, like, when you're riding a skateboard, it's these small wheels, and it's, like, you stop, like, you hit pebbles. Okay. There's broken glass everywhere, and it's just, like, from a skater's perspective, it's like the stuff that they have there for us to skate is not like up to our standards, like what we need to.
Is it upkeep, or, you know, is it something that the city could do by just maybe sending someone there to, you know, sweep it up? Or is it just the actual, when they built it, they didn't finish it?
When they built it, they just didn't like put much consideration into it because it wasn't like a skater built, and it wasn't designed by skaters. It's just a prefabricated park that's placed like totally wrong.
Okay. Yeah. So go ahead.
Also, like, the area that it's in is kind of like isolated from the whole town, and like bad stuff happens in the woods above it, and there's just like kids drinking and smoking in the park everywhere.
Okay. And you guys are here to make a suggestion
On a suggestion for a new skate park. Okay. Down by the waterfront, at the park there. Yeah, like preferably in the park, but like anywhere in that area, because it's just like a very good place to have something, right? Because it's like really central, and the train station is right there. So people coming in from like wherever, they'd see it and they'd notice it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like our idea, is to just have a better park to. Because people, like, right now, they don't go to that park a lot, the one that's there. And we don't even like going there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But if we had something better, it would bring in people from all over. And maybe, like, encourage kids to, like, start, too. And, like, keep them out of, like, doing, like, whatever they're doing. Like that's, like, what parks are for, is to, like, keep people busy.
Yep.
And out of, like, the streets, doing whatever.
So, Slate, wasn't there a proposal for a skateboard park in the new
the DRI?
DRI?
Yeah, that was us. We proposed that, and the problem is that they don't see it as a priority. And so for us to be able to get that from them, they need to see it as a priority.
And that would be what, the DRI committee?
The DRI.
Or?
Yeah.
Oh.
That whole committee. And there's a new one, I forget what it's called, but it's like specifically, there's a new like committee that's, I think it's gonna happen like after like the DRI is done, but it's just like specifically for the waterfront and like fixing that up. And we have like friends that are on that committee that are supporting us.
Okay.
So like whatever we can do to get what we want is like this, which is a skate park that's like. Like whatever we can do to get that is like,
yeah. Don't they have, when do Do you know Slate? Because I'm just asking you because you're the honorable. You're the alderman. You, and I know you might not know, but I'm fishing. Do you know when the next meeting is and what these guys could possibly do?
I think they had the final public meeting for the DRI. I'm not 100% sure, but I believe the final one passed already. Okay. But go ahead. You had something to say?
I think it's Tuesday, actually. I've heard that it's this upcoming Tuesday.
This Tuesday?
Mm-hmm. There was just one where they were presenting all the projects to, like, the public.
Mm-hmm.
But from what we've heard from someone on our in our group, Kenny Reed, he told us that it's on Tuesday.
Okay.
So, mm-hmm. I mean, we're here on the radio to, like, get our message out to the listeners. And if they have, like, relatives that are interested, you know, if they are themselves, like, skaters or just interested in supporting us,
mm-hmm.
Coming to that meeting would be good because we're planning on, like, if we have the chance to speak, like, if it's open to the public to speak, we're planning on doing that. And we have an email that they can reach us at. Can we do that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's HudsonSkateboardClub@gmail.com.
Okay, that's cool.
And just, like, shoot us an email if you're interested in participating or, like, whatever you can help with. Because, I mean, this project's also going to cost a lot of money. Mm-hmm. So we're not necessarily just asking people for money, but, like, whatever support we can get.
Yeah.
Connections, whatever.
And I think that's big, especially if the skateboard park isn't usable and you guys, you know, it's in a bad location.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else? You guys know Johnny Skimmerhorn?
Yeah.
That's my guy, Youngblood, man. He's a big skater, man. So
yeah, he's good.
Yeah, anything we could do to help him out, you know, we definitely will. I'm gonna tell you, you got a little dilemma. I like to keep it honest with you. On Tuesday, and Tim, you help me out here.
Mm-hmm.
On Tuesday, I think there's a sectional doubleheader sectional game
At Hudson High.
At Hudson High.
6 and 7:30.
So it's gonna be tough to get people at that meeting. But, you know, we're going to get the word out as much as we can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you guys use Facebook where you can put up a post? Maybe we can share that and something like that. Right in the mic.
Yeah, we have a Facebook. I'm pretty sure it's at, Hudson Skateboard Club. Sure.
Okay.
On Facebook. My dad made it. But email is probably the best bet because we all have the email.
Okay.
And you can contact, like, any of us on that email.
So do you guys have a plan B? Because I'm thinking, like, I have my reservations about the DRI and everything like that. So if that is, you know, can't happen under the DRI, is there a plan B that you guys are going to go through?
Yeah, there's, like, another grant. I think it's called the LWRP. And, yeah, it's just, like, pretty much the same thing, I think, but for the water park, the waterfront, and that's where we're planning on having it. So maybe that could, like, we could do that instead if the DRI doesn't work out.
We gotta give them the clap.
Yeah, they know their stuff, man.
I know your stuff. I'm impressed. Man.
I was sitting here thinking of things. I was gonna try to throw them on you, Slay. I was gonna say maybe they can come to a meeting or something.
No, but yeah.
Thank you.
But that's also. You know, my next suggestion would be to come to a common council meeting. And all of those meetings have a portion that's open to the public. So if you come there and, you know, say your piece and ask for a proposal or anything, just keep plugging. And I would also suggest to maybe take some pictures or make a video of why the skate park isn't skatable.
Mm-hmm.
And show people so that they can see. Because the first thing people are going to say who don't skate is, oh, we just had a skate park built. And, you know, the big thing people want now is a dog park. So, you know, you're up against, you know.
The, well, you can swap. Incoming. You can put the dogs out of Oakdale and give them a park in the waterfront.
Right. We were actually thinking of that. Nick Zacco's the the director of the... we were talking to him about that, and he thinks that could work possibly. Also, another thing about getting our message out there is, like, we're making a petition to present to the DRI hopefully next Tuesday, where we're going around and we're going to be asking Hudson business owners to sign it, because we think a skate park down by the waterfront in such a central area is beneficial to Hudson business, because people from all over are going to be coming to that skate park and say they need a drink. So they're going to go up to Warren or anywhere, and mm-hmm. then they're going to be like buying stuff. They're going to be looking around. They're going to be doing whatever. Mm-hmm. So
okay.
it's beneficial to our city to have something like that where it attracts like people from all over, not just the locals.
Yeah.
All right.
So when you guys, I have another suggestion. When you guys come to these meetings, I want you guys to come with an outline, something that you can also hand to the committee. And when you're going over it, you have to sound professional, because they're going to look at you guys like, oh, these cute kids, you know, mm-hmm. they want a skate park. So they're going to say their piece and then we can ignore them and it can go away. Mm-hmm. But you have to let them serious know that you're serious. So come with, you know, real facts and how this can benefit the community and how this can benefit the youth, and then go from there. Because exactly. you got to ask for, you know, a meeting with the mayor, ask for meeting with local representation. Like, I'm, you know, also an elected official, and I'll stand with you guys. Like, mm-hmm. you know, you have my support. Because, I mean, what do they call me? I'm the youth guy, right?
Youth guy, yeah.
I'm the youth guy. So, you know, you guys definitely have my support. So whatever you need
thank you.
My assistance with, let me know.
Yeah, and Kenny, he's actually has a meeting with the mayor sometime soon. So,
okay. Like, mm-hmm. yeah. So any last things you guys want to say before you go?
I think we covered everything.
Give that email out again, and the time of the meeting, if you know it.
The meeting, I think like the last few were around like 6.
Okay.
I think the last mm-hmm. one
on Tuesday
started at 6.
Yep. Yeah.
And the email is, let me pull it up here.
See, I like these guys, man.
Yeah.
They're good.
Get prepared, man.
Listen, what you definitely. Should do, I'm joking, but I'm seriously, go watch a couple episodes of Shark Tank.
Yeah.
And then put your stuff together and go in there, and mm-hmm. I'll go with you.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, any support we can get.
I got
anyone.
You guys.
Thank mm-hmm. you so much. The email is hudsonskateboardclub@gmail.com.
All right. Thank you so much. You heard it here, Drive Time Radio.
Yeah.
The kids want to do good things, man. You can't be mad at that.